sadaqatun min malin. That sadaqah does not decrease your wealth. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. That when a person pardons someone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases him in izzat. Outwardly it looks the person is asking, he's pardoning somebody, he's making somebody maaf. It looks like he's a weaker person, he's not showing a stronger appearance. He's not showing a bolder front, he's making the person maaf. He's forgiving the person. It appears as though he's doing something that will belittle him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that when a person is forgiving, Allah is increasing him in respect. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, وَمَا تَوَاضَى أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That there isn't any person that humbles himself except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. Here again it seems as though a man is putting himself down, he's humbling himself, he's considering himself to be nothing, and he genuinely considers himself to be lower than others. إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Allah Pak will raise him. You look at the nose of the aeroplane. The nose of the aeroplane has to be down. If the nose is up, then that aeroplane won't take off. Like that, if we want to take off in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nose also has to be down. Our nigah has to be down. We have to lower ourselves. We have to go down. Then the person goes down, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him in that altitude. Allah will give him that respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that nobility. But no sooner does a person try to gain his own respect and try and think he's big and try and motivate and market himself and look for that recognition. For a while, ulama explained that for a while he'll get that recognition. When he markets himself and he looks for self-recognition, then for a while Allah Pak will give him a recognition. But very, very shortly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace that person. Why? He's recognizing and considering himself to be better than others, and he's looking for that self-recognition. This is something which is very, very dangerous. Today's hadith, an Abi Kabitha, عمر بن سعد الأنماري رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ثلاثة أقسم عليهن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are three things I take a qasam upon. Now Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام doesn't need to take a qasam upon anything. Every word that comes out of his mouth is 100% true, 100%, there's no doubt. But when he says that I'm taking a qasam, I'm taking an oath upon these three things, it's for emphasis, to emphasize upon us, because of our weak faith and our weak iman, we need that emphasis. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, after saying I take an oath upon them, he says, وَأُحَدِّثُكُمْ حَدِيثًا فَحْفَظُوهُ. I am mentioning to you something, so remember it. After saying I'm taking a qasam, he's saying I'm mentioning to you something, remember what I'm telling you. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, مَا نَقَّسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةً. That sadaqah does not decrease a man's wealth. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلِمَةً صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عِزًّا. There isn't any person that any type of zulm is done upon. This person is mazloom, he's oppressed. Any type of zulm is done upon him. But how does he react? He makes sabr. When he makes sabr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, إِلَّا زَادَهُ اللَّهُ عِزًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase this person in respect. He didn't retaliate, he didn't swear back, he didn't shout back. He acted in a good character and he reacted properly. He made sabr upon the type of zulm that was done upon him. What will happen? Allah Pak will give this person respect. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, now remember three things he took a qasam upon. So the next thing he's telling us, وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بَابَ فَقْرٍ. That there isn't any person that opens the door of asking. There isn't any person that opens the door of begging, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of poverty upon him. So that person that decides that I want to choose as my profession to beg, has opened the door of begging, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of poverty upon him. This person will never ever be satisfied, always on the want, always be asking and always taking. He will never reach that level of satisfaction. This is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There isn't any person that opens the door of asking and begging, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the door of poverty upon him. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, O kalimatin nahwaha. The Rawi is saying that, O similar words Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned, maybe not exactly word for word, but this is what he mentioned, more or less. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, wa uhaddithukum hadithan fahfazuhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said further, that I'm mentioning something to you, remember what I am saying. قَالَ إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. This world is filled with four types of people. This world is filled with four types of people. عَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَعِلْمًا فَهُوَ يَتَّقِي بِهِ فَهُوَ يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهُ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهُ. The first category or the first type of people are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with knowledge and blessed them with wealth. And together with this knowledge and wealth, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they use this wealth and they use this knowledge to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they join in family ties. They maintain family ties. So this is the first category. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَيَعْلَمُ لِلَّهِ فِي حَقَّ. That the first thing they do is they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they join family ties, and they realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a haqq in this wealth of mine. So this person realizes this thing. فَهَذَا بِأَفْضِلْ أَفْضَلِ الْوَنَازِلِ. This is the best type of person you can get. He's got the wealth, Allah Pak has given him some type of wealth, Allah has given him ilm. He fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he joins family ties, and he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has got a share in this. This is not all minds. The next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa abdin razaqahu Allahu ilman. The next type of person is that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him knowledge, wa lam yarzuqhu malan, and he doesn't have wealth. So he's just got knowledge. He's got ilm, but he doesn't have wealth. فَهُوَ صَادِقٌ نِيَّتِ. But he's very honest in his intention. And what he says, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, but he makes niyat that if I had wealth like that first category, the highest category, I would also done like him. I would have spent it, I would have feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have known that Allah Pak has a right in my wealth, in other words, I would have given my zakat, etc. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then because of his sincere, genuine niyat, the niyat, the sawab of both of them will be the same. He didn't have the money, but he had niyat, if I had the money, I would have done that. فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاهِ. He'll get the same amount of reward like that person who had the money. He shouldn't feel bad about it. He's getting the same amount of reward as that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with wealth. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining the third category. وَعَبْدٍ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ عِلْمًا. The third type of person is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him wealth and no knowledge. And what he does, فَهُوَ يَخْبِتُ فِي مَالِهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And now he just spends his wealth rashly on all guna, on all sin and wastage and zulam and oppression and all types of things. He's just spending his wealth wildly. لا يتقي فيه ربه. He's not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يصل فيه رحمه. He's not joining, using his money now to join family ties, to join between people. ولا يعلم لله في حقه. He doesn't recognize and realize Allah has a share in that wealth of his. He's just using how he feels like using it on women, using it on wine, gambling, using it for bribery. Whatever wrong things we can think of, this man is using his wealth like that. فَهَذَا بِأَخْبَثِ الْمَنَازِلِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, this is the worst category of person you can get. He's got wealth and he's just spending it and using it incorrectly for all the incorrect things. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَعَبْدٍ يَرْزُقُهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, the next category is that person, وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى لَمْ يَرْزُقْهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَا عِلْمًا. Allah didn't give him any knowledge. He didn't give him any wealth. This person got nothing. No knowledge, no wealth. فَهُوَ يَقُولُ لُوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالًا لَعَمِلْتُ فِيهِ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَوِزْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. رَوَاهُ تِرْمِذِي. Now this person doesn't have anything. He doesn't have wealth and he doesn't have knowledge. But what he does, he says, if I had wealth, then I would have done like the third category person. I would have just splashed it here, splashed it there. I would have done this with my money. I would have bribed this person. I would have spent it on women. I would spend it on drugs. I would spend it on wine, etc. So his niyat is wrong. He doesn't even have anything, but he's making a wrong niyat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying is the sin will be exactly like that person who had and was doing wrong. So this hadith teaches us something very important. That sometimes a person doesn't have the ability, but he has the ability to make niyat. Just upon his niyat, he'll get the sawab. So don't waste that opportunity of making niyat of doing good just because we don't have those facilities. For example, Hajj came. A person, if he made niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I had the chance also, I would also went for Hajj. Upon his niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the sawab of Hajj. So many a thing like that, if we just apply our mind, we'll see many things. If we just make niyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us. And like that, if we make niyat to do the wrong things, also, and that firm intention we make, upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also take us to task. So this hadith shows us a very important thing, the importance of niyat. And also the other aspects about spending and forgiving, etc. All these things come in this hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal on the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.